focusing supply chain improvements on priorities. The results of performance evaluations may lead to a need to improve relationships with suppliers and/or customers. However, it is important to focus performance evaluations on the organization's priorities related to quality, speed, dependability, flexibility, and cost. Note that different products may have different priorities because they may use different manufacturing environments, supply chains, or supply chain intermediaries. Supply chain quality improvement can be enabled by management endorsement, cross-functional quality improvement teams, and Pareto analysis. Management endorsement. Executive-level leadership can be effective in launching cross-functional customer and supplier teams by publicly endorsing and actively supporting joint planning and synchronizing operations with suppliers and customers. Many companies are still relatively unacquainted with this way of doing business with customers or suppliers. Managers and workers are being asked to learn new ways of working and interacting with other departments in their own as well as partner organizations. Occasional meetings between executives of the companies involved demonstrate the value of cross-functional and multiple company collaboration. Cross-functional quality improvement teams. Supply chain quality improvement teams include customer and supplier representatives. They take a cross-functional approach to improving supplier quality, material planning, production, and delivery activities. The objectives of cross-functional improvement teams are as follows: to coordinate supply chain management strategies and operations of customers and suppliers, to identify and attack chronic problems, to implement cost reduction efforts, to encourage and lead customer and supplier collaboration to generate value and eliminate waste. Pareto analysis. During supply chain performance evaluations, it is important for the organization to stay focused by, for example, conducting a Pareto analysis of its suppliers or customers. Often the focus is on too many things and nothing gets addressed. The Pareto analysis can help in focusing on the few vital problems, suppliers, or customers and attacking those first. The analysis helps cross-functional customer and supplier teams determine their priorities, resource requirements, and schedules. Examples of problems that Pareto analysis can put into perspective include defects and lot rejections by part and lot numbers, losses by product family, losses by process type, milling, turning, drilling, volume and percentages of purchases from suppliers by type of product, part purchases by percentage of dollar volume,